Say it loudly so it gets recorded here.
Okay, so Nadia, she has a poster with different meditation on japa from Indriji Maswami, and one of the meditation there is I enjoy the holy names, and she has a question: what does it mean exactly to enjoy holy names in the proper mood, in the proper way?
She made it or she saw it?
She has it. Somebody gave it to her. It's like a poster, and there are different meditation on japa, on chanting. And one of them is this, I enjoy the holy names. What might it mean?
Well, that's not the best meditation. It's better than saying that I'm suffering while I chant the holy name. But devotees certainly enjoy chanting Hare Krishna, but it can give the misunderstanding that that's the purpose of chanting, is to enjoy. That's like a kind of, kind of party or some type of enjoyment or some kind of sense gratification. Chanting Hare Krishna is a sattvic form of sense gratification, and that's not what chanting is about. Chanting is about pleasing Krishna and glorifying Krishna. That's why we chant. So there's this kirtan of Krishna's qualities, there's kirtan of Krishna's pastimes. It's called guna kirtan, lila kirtan, dham kirtan. But the best kirtan is nam sankirtan, Krishna's names, because it includes all those others. So we want to glorify Krishna, because Krishna is wonderful. Therefore, we want to glorify him by chanting his names. And that's the real purpose. And because Sankirtan gives so much pleasure to Krishna, therefore we naturally enjoy it. So in that sense, that's correct, but it shouldn't be that it gives the feeling that that's our main purpose for chanting. That's called chanting in the mode of passion. I'm having a good time chanting Hare Krishna. Good devotees, nice having devotees around, good music, sounds very nice, very musical, but that's not pure chanting. Better than that is I'm chanting to get purified, but that's also selfish. Real chanting is that I'm chanting to glorify Krishna. That's spiritual. Anything further on that topic? English speakers on chanting.
And if we are chanting to get purified in order to glorify Krishna, because when we are purified,
that's chanting in the mode of goodness. But rather, pure chanting is that whether I'm purified or not, I glorify Krishna. Because the desire for purification, of course, it should be there, but chanting shouldn't be conditional on that I'm getting purified. So Krishna says this is the pitfall of the mode of goodness. is that one becomes happy, one is situated in knowledge, becomes peaceful, and thinks, this is pretty good. We want to glorify Krishna. And that's why, whether we're liberated or not liberated, still, let Krishna be. Let me serve Krishna and let me glorify Krishna. Motivation. It isn't that we're not interested in becoming purified. Of course, we want to become purified. But it's important to distinguish between what is the motivation for which we're doing something and desire that we have to do something. Something else? Somebody? I have to speak English. Yes, we're talking English.
So, when we were in Vrindavan, Guru Maharaj, that you mentioned that we have to chant with an abhilas. We have to have a desire and asking for that desire while chanting. So, how this comes into the picture?
Yeah, therefore I said, you have to have desire. But the underlying motive for something is more fundamental than just having a desire. You may have many desires. That's not the only desire you have. You have a lot of desires. You have a desire to have prasadam. and that's all right. When your underlying motivation is that you're here to serve Krishna. But if your underlying motivation here is to eat, then that's another story. So you want to have prasadam, you want to go out and give Krishna consciousness to others, you want to do other things, but the underlying motive is that. These are the real sambandha, bhav sambandha, the underlying principle. For things. So, same thing in Krishna consciousness. There are things that we do that are very favorable for Krishna consciousness, and things that we do that are really constitutional. And there are things that we do that you can do it or not do it. And then there are other things that are not good to do. So all of them have their place, and you have a desire for a variety of all these things. Similarly, but you have to have the underlying desire, the motivation must be to matprana evas tu napara asrishyava pinashtunama darshanam maravam patam karutula. Just like devotees always want to see Krishna, but their service to Krishna is not conditional on seeing him. Right? You want to see Krishna. But it's not that, oh, if I don't see him, I'm not going to serve him. And you continue. You serve him whether you see him or you don't see him. Something else? Somebody?
Blessed All, I want to make it clear my question, which I mentioned in the letter. If you remember. So what is the easiest way to reach Shudhanam?
Say that again.
What is the easiest way to reach Shudhanam?
It's the right way. I don't think the issue is easy. It's the right way. If you do the right things, then you progress forward. There's no shortcuts. We follow without committing offenses that which Prabhupada gave, that process. And when the heart becomes purified and one becomes free from all impurities and spontaneous desire for Krishna consciousness awakens, then pure holy name comes. And with pure holy name, in due course of time, comes prema. So, but it's not easy. The process is relatively simple, but it's not easy just because we have a lot of dirty luggage. So that's why when I wrote to you, there's what Prabhupada wrote, that's the easy, short, quick way. Someone wants to introduce something new that's not there. There's nothing new. There's nothing new in Krishna consciousness. Purana. Everything's the same transcendental science. And we chant. Prabhupada told us to chant Panchatattva Mahamantra, devotees can chant, and we're serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Panchatattva by preaching. That's what gets us their mercy. Otherwise, it's a long path. Without getting that mercy. But you get their mercy by doing their service. And then that's faith. Shravisva should be done is joy. These things that Prabhupada gave. These are the already the simplest. Something else on that? There's a certain development in some areas of development. One will call it development, but a certain happening in some areas in terms of method of kirtan and chanting that concerning to devotees, particularly Prabhupada's followers, because it very much doesn't fall in line with the things that Prabhupada said and did. A devotee's appearance starts to become very unorthodox. They start to tattoo themselves all over the place, thinking that if you got the Hare Krishna mantra on your body, then that will mean that something particularly beneficial. Certainly it's beneficial, but things sort of go to fortune to extremes. Long hair, beards, and ladies being a not very discreet mode of dress, and the chant, of course, secondary part, and the chanting becoming more about performance or chanting than about the holy name. It's not like that everywhere or with everyone, but it's certainly a concern, and therefore, actually, you could say that it's advantageous when someone doesn't sing nicely. That's advantageous for advancing in spiritual life, because then you can't be dependent upon music, you can't be dependent on nice singing. The only thing you can depend on is purity. And these other things can get in the way. They can get in the way. They get in the way of people who listen. They think, oh, this is really wonderful and this is what it's all about. And getting in the way of people who are chanting. They're thinking, now I'm chanting Hare Krishna, or that this is good. Shabakti Santa Saraswati Thakur would sometimes purposefully not let his nice kirtaniya disciples sing, and he would get someone to sing who sings off key and so on for that same reason. And that's what he did when he was leaving this world. They wanted to have someone sing who was a well-known singer, but he said no, he wanted someone else to sing who was very pure-hearted, but he wasn't able to sing so nicely. Because Krishna's holy name, it doesn't equate with nice music. You can chant it with nice music, but it's not dependent on nice music. Is just a material thing, and compared to what Krishna is hearing in the spiritual world in terms of real beautiful singing, this is like croaking of frogs here. So he's not going to get impressed. But what we can do the same here as in the spiritual world is purity, because purity is purity. And that's what attracts Krishna, purity, isn't it? The other things are not... just sort of details. It's fine if both are there. You could say it's best if both are there, but if not, then one is enough. It's purity, that's enough. Don't need maybe, may not be. So that's, and that's important because this is the Hare Krishna movement. It's the, we're all about chanting. And we need to be able to chant nicely. Actually, Gaudiya Math don't even play harmonium. Prabhupada did, so we do. But they don't even play harmonium, they just do kartals and mridanga. About that. Who can compete with what's going on in the spiritual world? And so Prabhupada said the two expert things that Srimati Radharani does is cooking and dancing and singing. And those are the two things that she controls Krishna with. Chant my rounds because I got up late.